Hi.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. You're on American Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young. We also have Selena Lindsay as our guest that's on the show on a regular basis, and she comes with a wealth of information. And tonight our topic, we're talking about bacteria in the mouth that can kill, and importance of proper dental hygiene and why these things are important. Hi, Selena. How are you? Hello? Okay, she's, well, she was there. Okay. Anyway, this is your host, Paulette Young. Do you know the importance of brushing your teeth? Why mouthwash that kills bacteria in mouth is important? Can you weaken your immune system by what is in your mouth? Join us tonight with another hot topic, your host, Paulette Young. If you want to speak on the air, you just call 858-769-4936 and press 1, and you'll be on the air. Okay, you grew up, did you, parents or aunties, grandparents, telling you to brush your teeth, use the mouthwash. A lot of times, even adults still don't understand the importance of it until after the worst part happens. So that's what we're going to focus on tonight's topic. Just a moment. Hello, Selena. Okay. Not sure where she's at right now. Hello, Selena. It's showing that you're here. I'm not sure what's... We may be having some technical difficulties right now. Not sure. But anyway, Selena is a CPA. She was doing taxes. I think she's not doing. She's in retirement right now. She's over a lot of, or on board of directors of quite a few nonprofits. And so, she'll be on in just a moment. Another person that comes on a lot is Fadumah Adol. She won't be on this evening, but she is on quite a bit also. Just a moment. Okay, we have good bacteria and bad bacteria. Sometimes people don't realize that all bacteria is not bad. What's the purpose of brushing your teeth? Is to get rid of plaque and bacteria. If you don't get rid of the plaque, it transforms into what they call tartar. and then if it does that, only the dentist or the dental hygienist can get rid of it. Brushing your teeth with a fluoride toothpaste helps get rid of bacteria and plaque. Flossing also helps. Using a mouthwash just a moment. We're having a little technical difficulty. That'd be helped. Just one moment, and we'll be okay. Hello, Selena?
Yes, how are you?
Oh, you can hear me. Oh, okay. Because I didn't know what had happened. I could see you there, but no sound was coming through. Anyway, go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience.
Okay, I'm Selena Lindsay. I'm a retired CPA, and I sit on about 20 to 30 different nonprofit organizations. primarily. I also own a bunch of trucks. There are actually 54 of them that are leased to me, and I own about 20 of them. That particular company is called Coastal Logistics. In addition to that, we do a number of other little things as an entrepreneur. However, what I really love doing is of being in service to the people, for the people, by the people. And so I'll be telling you a little bit about that at the end of the show.
All right. Anyway, I was just going to talk about the purpose of brushing your teeth. I mentioned that to get rid of the plaque, because if they don't get rid of that, it turns into what they call tartar. And they're not talking about tartar sauce either. But that's hard, only a dentist or dental hygienist can remove. So it's very important to use when you're brushing, to use a toothpaste with fluoride in it, because they help get rid of the bacteria and the plaque. And I was just getting ready to talk about you have good bacteria and bad bacteria in your mouth. And you benefit from the good one, but not the bad one, because it can do other things. Okay, you want to pick up from there?
All right. Well, of course, in this topic is what is in your mouth. We also have something that they call Streptococcus mutant. And these mutants, they live off the sugars and the starches that you eat. And exactly how many of these species we have, it's about 100 to 200, which basically comes down to this. You have 1,000 to 100,000 of these little bacteria on each and every last one of your little teeth.
Say that number
some
again. That's a lot.
Some of the common bacteria, of course, as Paulette has mentioned, is plaque. And then some more is called Colsi and Strep Sargus, which translated into a common language would be like a cold sore or a canker sore or an ulcer. And basically what it looks like is it has a depression in the center. It can be white, gray, yellow, and the edges are red. Some of the other common things we have in the mouth is called thrush or dry mouth, and of course your bad breath. A good, interesting virus that we have in our mouth is called Coxsackie virus, which is a single strand of ribbon nuclei acid, which is called RNA. And technically, RNA, which is a enterovirus, and this enterovirus can be spread, very interesting, by a fecal oral route.
Ew.
Meaning some of the little children that we have as parents, they love to play where? Where do they stick their hand and then stick it in their
butt?
Mouth? That's
their
it.
That's so dangerous. You can die from that.
Now, something I found out that was interesting about Coxsackie is it was first found in a town called Coxsackie, which is located in Albany, New York.
Wow.
Basically, there are two types of this stuff. One, of course, causes sores in the mouth and throat, the hand, the foot, and common, of course, among children, which they also get some blisters.
Mm-hmm.
Second one is called echoviruses, which kind of comes from out of the air because it'll hang around and get on to utensils and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the other ones, which is something common, which is called herpes simplex, HSV. And also, this HSV, which, remember, this stuff starts in the mouth, mm-hmm. causes whooping cough and shingles.
Wow.
And HSV can cause inflammation of the brain, which a more common name we understand it is meningitis.
Wow.
Coxsackie is very contagious. It's usually done person to person or by a fecal oral route and by respiratory aerosols, which what we mean is, again, droplets that land on objects, toys, utensils, and usually a person will be infected for a duration of 3 weeks. Some people also get conjunctivitis, which they get sore throat, a cough, muscle pain, headaches, stiff neck. And keep in mind, all of this stuff comes from some of the things that go on in your mouth. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So this is some very serious stuff about what's lurking in your mouth. There are over 100,000 things that are lurking in your mouth, and not necessarily good things. For the most part, good mouthwash will take care of a lot of it. Some of the best stuff, because a bunch of bacteria actually comes from the food and the things that we eat.
Mm-hmm.
You need to use a good... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say the bacteria itself feeds off of sugar. It's the very thing. If you notice, when holidays hit, people end up getting colds and sore throats and stuff because they, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, because they eat a lot of sugary substance. They go hand in hand.
Which is ever more important why we should not smoke. We should not drink, because these things add to the various different viruses, and it creates different types of sugars, which create other kinds of things. It's important also, too, that you use some type of a cleaner that you can get between the teeth. What do you call these flax strings or whatever?
Boss.
You have to clean in between your teeth. Back in the old days, of course, we had the toothpick, but so much for that. Some of what's been developed is a water pick,
mm-hmm.
which helps cleanse the mouth quite a bit. When you know that you have 1,000 to 100,000 bacteria on each one of your tooths, that's a lot of stuff to clean up.
Yeah, it is. That's why technically you're supposed to brush your teeth after every meal.
Mm-hmm.
Not just in the morning, not just before you go to bed, but the average person does. Well, I think the average person brushes in the morning. I don't know about throughout the day, but that is what should take place. Or they said the floss. Floss is probably easier. But,
and, of course, one the other things that I looked at is how prevalent is the various viruses that are and diseases that are done by mouth in the state of California.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, we have a failure of the CDC to really give any information. What comes up is they start showing you the map located where CDC is. So it looks like Google has a problem or somebody's not understanding something, but I believe they don't want to tell us anything. I think it would really point to how prevalent this is, especially, say, in daycare.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously what these children do because they don't know any better. Is to stick your little hand in your diaper and then stick it in your mouth, or get it near your eye so that you get pink eye.
Bacteria can also destroy the enamel on your teeth. So if you're not brushing and you're letting that bacteria stay in your mouth, you know, with problems that way too. You don't want to destroy the enamel on your teeth. That's why they said also to be sure that you choose a mouthwash that destroys bacteria, not the ones that make you know, your breath smell minty or something like that. They're all not designed to destroy bacteria. Read the label. That's why some of the, you know, people are into fermented foods because they have beneficial bacteria, known as the probiotics. Yogurt has bacteria that benefits, or they said that's helpful. That's why you see more people on yogurt because of that. And one of the, I saw one of the bacteria they said is beneficial was the Streptococcus salivarius, if I'm pronouncing it right. But it helps, it's supposed to help improve bad breath. Again, if you're just tuning in, you're tuning in to America Health Crisis. You're listening to Selena Lindsay and your host, Paulette Young, and we're talking about bacteria that can be bad for you in your mouth, and that there is good bacteria also. And they said if you, there's one that causes blood clots, and that can go into the bloodstream and cause problems with the heart. So there's another good reason why you want to get rid of. You're not going to get rid of all bacteria, but at least you'll get rid of enough of the bad bacteria where you won't end up with a heart problem or infection of the heart. Coming out. I didn't realize that it can cause a blood clot.
It can cause myocarditis. The focus back to what you're always talking about, which is what happens with if you have these sores and things in your mouth, which is a form of herpes. And also, too, if you're kissing with a person that has is HIV positive, there's significant things that you can have in your mouth.
That's right.
Or significant things that you can get that you don't want in your mouth.
That's true.
And these are things that
it took them years to acknowledge that passionate kissing can pass the HIV virus if the person's infected. A long time before they put that up on their website, but it's there now. around the world said it for the last 3 or 4 decades. But we finally joined that and say the same thing now.
Yeah, that's some crucial information, and especially for teenagers to understand that these little sores and things that you have in your mouth is also very contagious. And that these are things that some things that your Listerine and your Colgate can't get rid of. And you really need to pay attention that some people, there's no way for you to know whether or not that they have a sterile feel in their mouth, more or less to say. You better know what you're messing with.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot more there than...
Yeah, it's a lot. And the mouth is very germy. People eat behind each other, drink behind each other. and wonder why they all got sick. Because the very things they practice. The child eat behind a parent, or the parent eat behind the child. Whichever one is sick, you get sick too. Because you're sharing each other's germs.
Tough stuff. And again, I'll reiterate some of the things that we kind of went over, which is some of these things that seemingly it has nothing to do with the mouth, but very obvious that it does, because when you say that herpes simplex causes chicken pox and shingles, here we go again with that. It looks like it's not a path to your mouth, but it's a straight path. And that these things, of course, they have so-called inoculation for. But it's really interesting how they more or less have say done what I call pass the straight road on. And that also, too, that herpes is very contagious. And that all of these things that we're talking about is generally done person to person. And some of the primary things, just like the good flu season that we're going through, and that one of the main reasons that people are coming down with the flu is contact, or contact especially with the person that's coughing, and it becomes airborne in their breathing, which if you didn't know why people are walking around with a mask, that's the reason, is to keep, to confine some of it. Because the stuff is very contagious, and as they said, we're past epidemic. Okay.
No.
And some of the things that we're talking about in terms of diseases that are in your mouth, it can get away from us the same way. And a part of everything we do on this show is to have more awareness and education that may be good for us and things that may be harmful.
If you're just tuning in, you've been listening to American Health Crisis and listening to a lot of what Selena Lindsay had to say today on the subject of our mouth and importance of brushing teeth and using mouthwash, using dental floss, and a dental appointment at least once out of the year. Some people go at least every 6 months or when necessary. And that is important. Because if you're not brushing your teeth, you're not flossing, you're not using a mouthwash that kills bacteria, not the ones that make your breath smell better, because there's bacteria that you can take and your breath will be fine. But if you're not doing these things, you can end up with some serious problems. So it will weaken your immune system. It can get into the bloodstream and travel to the heart. And those are some of the problems. But at least the solution is, one, go see a dentist. Two, brush your teeth on a regular basis. And also use mouthwash that destroys bacteria. We're going to, Selena has a wealth of information to share with the public, and she does every Monday, so get your pen and paper out, and she's going to share some of the nonprofits that are out there that you may know someone or yourself you can benefit from. Okay, go ahead, Selena.
Okay. We're going to start in your hometown, Pomona.
All right.
There's an organization out there called Bright Prospect. And you can also go to their website, which is brightprospects.org. And primarily what they do is they help low-income students to and through college. A wonderful outfit. If you'd like to donate or you'd like to talk to somebody out there, please call at area code 909-623-9007. Again, the name of this organization is Bright Prospects. The second organization we'd like to talk to is talk about is called Helping Hands, Caring Heart Ministries. And I normally don't do ministry things, but this one in particular is because they feed the homeless. That's the primary thing that they do. And they can be reached at area code 909-730-5313. They always need volunteers and definitely can use some donations to continue to do what it is that they do. These are some great folks out there. The next organization we'd like to talk about is called VeteranCareSolutions.org. Veteran Care Solutions is run by LaShonda Jones. And primarily what they do is provide services for veterans and assist them get a haircut, take them to Veterans Administration, find and locate doctors that can assist them with their problems, locating their benefits and things like this, also providing housing. Should you know someone that needs the service or you need to find out information for a veteran, please call LaShonda Jones at area code 909-329-8288. The next organization, I just love talking about these guys because of anything else, the name is catchy. Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired. This organization is run by Kathy Braxton. They're located at 290 East D Street in Colton, California. On the fourth Saturday of every month, they give away food, and sometimes they're actually out there fixing a hot dog or maybe a hamburger for the homeless or those that are in need. You can reach Kathy Braxton at area code 562-313-0041. The next organization we'd like to talk about is one that I sit on the board as a director. It's called Sowing Seeds for Life. Sowing Seeds for Life is the second largest food bank in Southern California. And primarily what we do is we provide food for those that otherwise cannot provide food for themselves. But in addition to that, we do a number of different things in terms of giving them out information, clothes, shoes, just a variety of things that go on at the time that we do the food bank, which is the first and the third Wednesday of every month. If you'd like to see more information on Sowing Seeds for Life, please go to our website, which is www.sowingseedsforlife.org, and the four is spelled completely out, F-O-R. We're located at 1350 Arrow Highway in Laverne. Should you like to volunteer or you'd like to send in a donation, please call area code 909-293-773 extension 232 and ask to speak to Fran Robinson. We have one last organization we'd like to talk about. This particular organization is called Coley's Outreach, which is run by Keith Coley. And primarily what they do is he assists those that have been locked up to reiterate them back into society by finding them a job, providing housing, providing a trade or training. You can reach Keith Coley at area code 909-358-7391. They're also looking for various different types of equipment to be able to paint a car or strip the paint off a car. If you know of where one of these machines are, would you please call them at, again, at area code 909-358-7391. At the end of every show, I always have a little statement that I do, which is my own opinion. I choose to speak out because silence is consent. I am a self self-proclaimed change agent. Yes, I am an agitator. I choose to be provocative. Speaking out raises tough issues. Sometimes it makes other people uncomfortable. Moreover, making people uncomfortable is who I really work hard to be. I take risks and I use myself. I tell sly stories and experiences. I share my weaknesses and my mistakes and also my embarrassment. I use me as a guinea pig. And my belief is to try to help those that cannot help themselves. I am Selena A. Lindsay. If you're within the sound of my voice, I thank you for listening to our broadcast tonight, and I wish you blessings and a good evening. Good night.
Okay, thank you. We'll be on the air again next week, Monday, same time, 8 p.m. Pacific time, with another hot topic. Thank you. Good night.